What a world. You're now listening to Nightmare Radio with Eastia Zach and Brittany Kristen, the Black Culture aficionado on Direct Access Radio.
Bad. On demand. Bags on demand. On demand. Bags on demand. On demand. Bags on demand. I need the cash on project, nigga. A lottery ticket. I get the bags at the bundle. Full of the white like it's Iggy.
White.
5 million cash on Wilo, and we bout to get it. We're from the north, I'm just saying though. No name on my hitter. Yeah, Freddy Krueger, give him a nightmare. Soon as you close your eyes, nigga, we right there. Yeah, Freddy Krueger, give him a nightmare. Yeah, soon as you close your eyes, nigga, we right there.
Welcome to my nightmare.
What up?
Hey,
happy birthday to. Okay, first and foremost.
Period.
Happy 6th birthday to Cairo and Kaden Wichard. Yay. Mommy loves you so much.
6 years in the mommy gang,
girl. 6 years in the mommy gang.
I feel like we should celebrate our children's birthdays like it's our birthdays too, because I mean,
I definitely had,
you know what,
to go through labor and all that stuff.
I'm gonna make
but
sure.
But we don't wanna take away from their day.
You're right. But
we
when
celebrate
they go to bed, mommies, I'm gonna make sure.
I'm definitely gonna get it in. Hello. On all aspects of the spectrum today. However, we have to show our love through them to show that their day is special.
That's true. Happy birthday, boys.
So happy birthday, boys.
What a way to start the show. That's right.
And also, let's just go ahead and wish a happy heavenly birthday to Nipsey Hussle. Today is Nipsey Hussle's heavenly birthday. I don't know how old he would have been. Probably 34.
Probably 34, maybe 35. I don't know. God
probably
bless.
Yeah. So
somebody check on Lauren.
Yeah, I'm sure she's strong, but what we don't need is Tekashi 6ix9ine in front of the Nip mural in LA. Did you see that?
Child throwing out them hundreds.
I don't think he did. Did he throw? He didn't do that. He didn't throw hundreds in front of Nip mural, but he did go down there and was like trying to pay his respects. Everybody knows that YG and Nip are cool, but YG and Tekashi have a long-standing beef. So why would you even take your ass now to
hood.
Uncharted territories?
Through the hood like that. Okay, well, shoot. We're just going to hop right into it at this point. For those that are joining us and y'all are just hopping on the Nightmare Radio train, you finally woke up. Welcome. We do this thing every week, and we about to hop into the culture list where we keep you updated on the wins and L's, what's going on in the culture.
Period. So let's get straight to it. The first win, honorable mention goes out to Eric Wayne. And I know this ain't this is his unofficial comedic name, because I'm naming him Eric Wayne. And Rashad. They have literally been giving us, they have been creating all quarantine, like with the whole
content popping.
Now this week, they hit us with the Black Matilda.
This was a classic for anybody within a 5-year radius of my birth year.
Listen,
front or back.
Listen,
95 to 85.
Listen. That shit is hilarious.
Well, wait, Eric, I just want you to know, first off, you're talented as hell, but from the very beginning, that damn head bobble.
The head bobble with the wagon. It was the head bobble for me. It was the head bobble for me, for
it
sure.
It was the, I'm smart, you're dumb. I'm big, you're little, and there's nothing you can do about it.
It was the fresh meat for me.
It was the
baby, that ain't it. And that's why I raised your hand. It was all that. Right now, as of yesterday, they were at 100,000 views on Facebook.
That's what's up. Eric, your time is coming, man. It's actually right now. I love it. I just want you to know that was my favorite by far. And I thought that the band camp was my favorite, even though I'm not even in band. Y'all know I'm a longtime supporter of all things in music. But nah, this was the best one. So kudos to you for making it to the list, Eric. And shout out to y'all. We got another shout out, a birthday shout out too. Another one.
Okay, who?
Anthony Anderson turns 50 today.
What?
Absolutely.
Man, my kids was born when the greats was born.
That's true. Since we're doing birthday shout outs, happy birthday again to my cousin Terica. Happy birthday to my cousin Kiera. I spent her birthday with Kiera. Happy heavenly birthday to my uncle Lonnie, whose birthday was also yesterday. And happy heavenly birthday to my twin aunt and uncles, whose birthday was on Tuesday, Aunt Niecy and Uncle Dennis. We just lit in August. Y'all know whose birthday is next week, but that's it.
Anywho. Who birthday next week? My daddy birthday this week.
Who birthday this week, Queen? The Queen's birthday is next week.
Who, Queen? Omari?
Queen Brittany. Kristen.
Your birthday is not till September. I thought you was a September Virgo.
I'm August. I'm an August baby.
Oh, damn. So we gotta do something this week.
You knew your number birthday was in August?
I knew. I was just playing.
Oh, okay. Anyway. Okay. Anywho, my bad. So, Anthony Anderson, shout out to you. Happy birthday. He is also a recipient of his own Hollywood star on the Walk of Fame. He's the first and the only thus far actor to get a Hollywood star in the middle of the pandemic. Mm. So they didn't really get a chance to celebrate. But, you know, he's out there and he's made it. He's got a nice little started from the bottom that we hear story. So kudos to him.
Right. And Blackish creators creating a Netflix documentary on Ben Crump. Ooh, now how is this gonna reflect on him?
Okay, so here's the deal. So first off, I didn't realize that Kenya Barris had $100 million deal with Netflix. Right. So it's gonna be some more stuff coming from him down the pipeline. But the documentary is supposed to cover Ben Crump's past, you know, representation of cases. Trayvon, he's now doing Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, excuse me.
He's basically been doing all the civil rights cases, but then some people, that's a whole other story. We're going to get to that in the next half. But you know how everybody, our race is so critical. Like, yes, we holding you to the light in the red room, trying to figure out what's going on with you. Like, people be like, is Ben Crump really the only person who can get us justice for what we need?
But I'm going to just keep my blue. I was going to say something else.
We're going to stop right there. But documentary tip. So
it's also going to cover how his family has been affected amid his involvement in all these cases.
That's interesting.
Right.
Well, I guess that'll be a more inside look into his life, and maybe he will gain more support from the documentary.
Yeah.
And, you know, more notoriety. Speaking of documentaries, we did not talk about the No Limit Chronicles documentary.
What is that?
Master P.
What?
It's about how Master P came up in the hood of New Orleans, how he evolved, how he got Romeo, how he did all this other stuff.
Oh, this is Black History.
Oh, yeah. We missed all that.
We missed it.
Yeah, it's over with. But you can definitely stream it online, on demand.
We got homework.
We do. We had not been talking about it. It started when we were on our hiatus, but okay, when we came back, we still never talked about it. But however, it birthed a new documentary from that, because Romeo and Bow Wow are in talks about making a documentary about, I guess, being childhood stars when they was growing up.
I love that.
So, you know, they keep trying to pit us against each other, and we keep coming together to prove them wrong. So shout out to them.
Yeah, perfectly said, man. That's so true. I love it. Okay, so I got homework to do this weekend. I will be watching
The
No Limit Chronicles documentary. And there's no word out on the Ben Crump doc when it's gonna hit yet, but you know, just know it's coming.
Okay, cool. So Frank Ski. Y'all ain't know. Everybody know Frank Ski to be Frank Ski, yeah, Wonder in the morning.
In the morning.
But you know, that kinda took a tumble ever since Cat Williams went on there and read.
Ooh, Auntie Wanda.
For dear life, for dear filth.
That was so funny.
Her gnarled fingers.
Man.
I low key want to tire Omari bike off just to get her laugh. What bike you on? What bike do you think? I'm about to turn the boat off. Fuck it. Yeah, that was they read Wanda. Anyway, not taken away from his accolades.
You're right.
So nobody knew. I mean, I didn't know, and I've seen a lot of people on Facebook didn't know that Frank Ski was once a DJ.
You didn't know that?
No,
girl.
I didn't know that he was once a DJ, and I know that that was his voice in the Wobble song, like Wobble Baby, oh, baby Wobble Baby, Wobble Baby. I get it now.
Well, you know, that's also his voice on Doo Doo Brown. Yeah.
See, like, I didn't know that, but
he's like iconic for the go-go Baltimore, you know, house music. Like that's his era.
Yeah, so with the WAP single coming out with the "There's some hoes in this house," mm-hmm. that's really a house song, mm-hmm. which that's was Frank Ski's song. So he gets writing credits on WAP.
Mm-hmm. It's actually, they said that wasn't his voice. It's his partner. His partner's name, Al T. McLaren or something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, he got a whole lot of writing credits actually from.
So
some
he
other.
Ain't missing no meals. B103.
So.
Especially because are we gonna get into that now?
We can, because I think that's a win for Big Tigger, because Big Tigger is moving in place of Frank Ski for the Morning Culture, which is, I think, well suited. And all respect to Frank Ski in the radio industry.
It's just kind of weird that Tigger is doing radio now, because we know him from TV initially.
But see,
you know,
before he was on BET, he was doing the Baltimore club music, go-go music.
I'm talking about Tigger.
Yeah, Tigger was a DJ too before he made it
in Baltimore too.
Hell yeah, the DMV area.
Oh damn.
Yeah, yeah. Tigger came up after Frank Ski.
Oh damn.
He came up like he was literally in the book studying Frank Ski. He was a real live DJ.
So he's just filling in the shoes at this point.
I think he's really walking to his purpose, because before he came down here, I mean, okay, so he was on the radio in the Baltimore DMV area, then he got signed with BET and he ran, you know, 106, The Basement, all of that stuff. And then he went back to the radio. He was doing the radio again in the DMV area, like in the early 2000s, I think before he came in 2014 back to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So I think that it was well suited and this was the way it was gonna go. Fun fact, V103 also started in Baltimore too. That's crazy.
There's a lot going on over there.
Either way.
Shout out to them. They winning either way.
They winning.
They not missing no meals.
Good job for hanging it up, Frank, okay? It's time to sit it down, Uncle. All right.
All right. So, the L for this week.
Okay, so this is actually like a live development story. Something going down in Stone Mountain Park today. Well, supposedly
the park is closed. I ain't never seen them close the park. So they closed the park because white supremacists was coming up there?
Well, they said that
they closing the park off for the white supremacists to protest up there and no one get hurt.
No, they're closing the park to avoid tension between Confederate and white supremacist groups and black militia groups, like the group that showed up July 4th weekend, because the white supremacists want to march around the mountain in protest of protecting this monumental site as a Confederacy, you know, emblem of hope, I guess.
So are they allowing them to march around the mountain or not?
No, they're not, supposedly. But people gonna be on standby just to make sure that they don't decide to march through downtown Stone Mountain or any of the surrounding areas.
Ooh, shit. Stone Mountain people, my people. Lord, if this mess. Okay, we're back. All right. Sorry, y'all. I got a little too excited. if hopefully y'all see, this is why y'all gotta listen when the shit come out, because by the time half of y'all listen,
yeah,
and I know this isn't airing live,
yeah,
but by the time half of y'all listen, it's gonna be Thursday, some big shit done happened, and we already done told you about that shit 3 days ago,
right?
So let's keep it.
I hope that y'all don't get too crazy out there, because my family live in Stone Island and I don't need my baby being hurt.
Baby, that's our hood.
That's my hood.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
real talk. Okay, so
I did want to get into the controversy of WAP, but we can get into that on the E5 Girl Chronicles. We're gonna get into this break and we're gonna be right back.
Whoa, what a minute, it's your boy DJ Dave Pierre right now. You're listening to the Bomb Mix.
Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down.
The Bomb Mix!
Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did these niggas be at when they say they doing all this and all that? Tired of beefing you bums, you can't even pay me enough to react. Been waking up in the crib and sometimes I don't even know where I'm at. Please don't pay that nigga songs in this party, I can't even listen to that. Anytime that I run into somebody, it must be a victory lap, ayy. Shawty come sit on my lap, ayy.
ayy. They saying Drizzy just snap. This in between us is not like a store. This isn't a closable gap, ayy. I see some niggas attack and don't end up making it back. I know that they at the crib going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh and sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now, baby. I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down, baby. We took a trip, now we on your block and it's like a ghost town, baby.
What other station you know with direct access to the street? Direct access radio.
The Bum Mix.
Girls just wanna have fun. So they party, so they party.
Hey yo, Nashy, you go crazy.
Your mama a party girl, she just wanna have fun too. They say you ain't wifey type, but I don't care, I want you. She like to do drugs too, she in love with guns too. They say you too piped up, but I think that I love you. Your mama a party girl, she just wanna have fun too. They say you ain't wifey type, but I don't care, I want you. She like to do drugs too, she in love with guns too. They say you too piped up, but I think that I love you.
Every since I wifed her, they said that's a no-no. Suck it to her throat close, pull up lamb, no slow pull. Pull up a phantom, that's rose on scrolls. I fuck you bitch and I skirt off the road. She said that she know me from somewhere before, but I think she want me because my dog. I don't think they like me, there's blood on my white tee. I don't usually party, but this ex really got me. Baby, let's go out of space, teach you how to sightsee. She suck it like a high C. I don't even judge you, so they can't tie me.
The mama party girl, she just wanna have fun too. They say you ain't wifey type, but I don't care, I want you. She likes to do drugs too, she in love with guns too. They say you too piped up, but I think that I love you. She drinking for locals, I can't get with the O's. She won't give me the though, I tell her come close. She say you love me, but I don't know what love means. I ask her who got a heart, cause damn that nigga lucky. I've been trying to reach for it, but it's too far above me. I ain't never do you wrong, so tell me why you don't trust me. She don't do this often, she said it's only because me. You the one who wanted, therefore you can never judge me. The mama a party girl, she just wanna have fun too. They say you ain't wifey type, but I don't care, I want you. She likes to do drugs too, she in love with guns too. They say you too piped up, but I think that I love you.
The Bum Mix!
Direct access for
I just keep on rolling up. I'm so goddamn high. I got Deuce in my cup. I'm so goddamn high. My prices keep on going up. I'm so goddamn high. She be begging me to fuck, but I'm too goddamn high. I'm so goddamn high. I'm so goddamn high. I'm so goddamn high. I'm so goddamn high. Got a grip in the hills. I'm so goddamn high. On the PJ smoking good cake. I'm so goddamn high. It's a bird, it's a plane, I'm so goddamn high. I got drugs on my brain, I'm so goddamn fly. I want blood, not that green, bring the right damn kind. Nigga tried to sell me homegrown, I'm like, nigga, nice try. In the club, passing weed like I'm handing out flyers. Every time I got some new shit, they be camping outside. Heard you talking all that fool shit, just don't cross the damn line. I can't stop my shooters once I send them out, my hands tied. I'm fly. I got more gas than an airline. Smoke with your hoe and get more head than a hair dry. You can't drink with me, smoke with me, cause we ain't the same kind. This shit that I'm smoking got me twisted like gang signs. I just keep on rolling up. I'm so goddamn high. I got Deuce in my cup. I'm so goddamn high. My prices keep on going up. I'm so goddamn high. She be begging me to fuck, but I'm too goddamn high. I'm so goddamn high. I'm so goddamn high. I'm so goddamn high. I'm so goddamn high. Got a grip in the hills. I'm so goddamn high. On the PJ smoking good cake. I'm so goddamn high.
If that's your girlfriend, why she at my house? If that's your girl, then why my dick in her mouth? If that's your girl, then why she blowing this ounce? If that's your girl, what's all that texting about?
What other station you know with direct access to the street? Direct access radio.
The Bum Mix!
Welcome back, y'all. All right, political updates. You're under a rock if you haven't heard by now.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden selected Kamala Harris to be his vice president, as or his running mate. So,
social media went into a frenzy in the black community because it was like, girl, of all the people you could choose, this who you chose? And not to say, like, you know, we so woke that we don't want a black woman in office. It's the fact that we so woke that we want the right people in office. Ooh. That's gonna do the right things. Like, yeah, we know Trump is doing a whole bunch of racial things and things are, you know, going back to the 50s and 60s with him. But the specific things about Joe Biden and Harris that we didn't know coming up is the different policies that they put in place.
That they were supportive of back
that
then.
That they were supportive of back in the day that caused, like, mass incarceration.
Right, for sure.
And well, mass incarceration is the main thing for both.
Right, especially that bill in the 90s. But see, now, okay, so we know that Kamala she has a history of being a prosecutor in California. She's a state senator right now. So since she dropped out of the presidential campaign in December, she's really spent a lot more of her time advocating for social justice reform. She's seen protesting, and she's also, like, championed some good proposals to overhaul, like, policing, and she helped make lynching a federal crime since. So it's like this constant battle of skin folk versus kin folk, and can we forgive somebody for the shit that they did back in the day?
Because exactly.
If we're gonna dig up in the past, then I mean, somebody would also might say how she might have, you know, worked her way to the top with the WAP.
With the WAP?
I don't know.
She carried her way to the top with the WAP.
Hey, anyway, I feel like, regardless, above all, we gotta protect this black woman, because, you know, Trump and his MF and trolls are gonna be on, you know, on their job trying to find every single thing they can do to pick up and pull and prude her out. And, you know, she's a black woman. I ain't saying she no Michelle Obama, but at the same time, the same fierceness that we have to protect FLOTUS is the same type of fierceness that we need to be behind her, because regardless, she about to get it. She's right. About to get it. And also, like, I be thinking, you know, everybody talks about Mayor Keisha, and I think, number one, I think she's too young in this political game to be a contender for vice president. But also, I'm a little protective. I don't know if I want my auntie mayor up here on the national, you know, boiling plate for everybody to critique and ridicule her, because I'm very protective of her. So, good luck, Kamala. We gonna see, girl. We gonna see. I think we gonna see.
I'ma just leave it at that, because my homeboy said I was entering the Twilight Zone, and I'm just not even trying to go there with them. It is what it is.
We gonna see, child.
But speaking of kinfolk versus skin folk, it's a video going around with this guy, black guy, defending Confederate monuments. And he was raised by white people, and he looks like he's in the wrong body right now.
Yeah, that's the guy he's like a member of the Sons of the Confederacy.
Is he?
Yeah, that's what it said under his little banner on the news clip.
Do we want to put the clip in?
Child.
Is it worth it?
It's a good hoot and holler if you want to find another Uncle Tom chucking across your timeline.
I don't even really want to give him the glory on this platform no more.
You don't get the glory from this.
No, you don't get the glory for saying that bullshit. Baby, this is why. I mean, at the end of the day, when it comes down to Joe Biden and Kamala, we're going to vote for them anyway. All right? It is what it is. We don't have no choice in the matter. It's just
begrudgingly sucking our teeth, rolling our eyes. We're going to cast that vote, though.
Yeah. For sure.
We're going to cast that vote because anything, we want better. But at this point, anything outside of the dump that Donald Trump has created. But, you know, speaking of Donald Trump, his task force demands that Georgia's policies change. So all the shucking and jiving that Governor Kemp has been doing, saying that, you know, we need to open up our businesses to stimulate the economy and forgetting trying to make us mandate wear masks, it's really just trash, because Donald Trump's coronavirus task force came in and did an audit for the entire state and said pretty much that the mandates, the same mandates that Mayor Keisha was trying to put on the city of Atlanta, is what is suggested across the state. It's like, what were you trying to do anyway?
He was trying to, I don't know what he was trying to do, but at this point in the game, I feel like he needs to just shut it down, clean this shit up so that we can make it to the polls in November. Don't wait until after Labor Day to try to shut this shit down, because Labor Day is the next national holiday that's coming up. I don't know where Georgia's economy is on the scale of where Brian Kemp's mind is, but he says he's been following along with the guidelines of the CDC and all the other shit like that, speaking closely with their director and all that other stuff like that. I don't damn know. I know the cases are rising, and here we are. What are the coronavirus numbers?
Child, the numbers are going up. So nationally, 5,476,266 cases. Although we do have almost 3 million recoveries, so the recoveries are spiking up across the nation. I don't know exactly, you know, the extent of how the recoveries are being reported, but on the local side, overall, the state of Georgia has 231,895 cases as of this morning, which is Saturday the 15th. 4,573 deaths, actually. Fulton County has 3,279 new cases within the last 2 weeks, bringing their total to 21,000 cases in Fulton County. And DeKalb County is, you know, at the bottom of the three main metro counties with 2,399 cases in the last 2 weeks. The overall number for DeKalb County is 14,746 cases countywide. Gwinnett County, yo, it's packed in Gwinnett.
They're doing a lot.
That's really a very large county when you think about it. It's packed
up there.
And
then the nerve of them to be so foolish of wanting the kids to be in the classroom.
Shame on you, Gwinnett County public schools, and anybody else who's mandating that.
Y'all Karens that was outside.
All of them. Okay, listen, out of all three of these counties, Gwinnett had 3,699 new cases in the past 2 weeks. You know that number about to skyrocket with these kids going back to school?
For sure.
God bless it. Overall, they've got 21,000 cases too, so.
Y'all, a lot of these rural counties that were still trying to risk it out, like that Paulding County, mm-hmm. girl, she took a picture of the hallway.
Disgusting.
Where none of the kids had masks on. Well, we're going to say none of them had masks on because we had them all. I sure all the black moms like, you go in this goddamn school.
You better
put this goddamn mask on. Don't even eat lunch in that motherfucker. You eat a big breakfast.
Right, and I got you when we get out of school.
And bring your ass home. Don't even touch shit in that bitch. Just keep that motherfucking mask on.
And come home.
Child, the cases have been breaking out in by the hundreds in these rural counties.
I feel like people are forgetting that. This is a real thing. Like, we want it to disappear, but ain't nobody trying to change their habits. Nobody, y'all don't want this corona to go away. We gonna stop playing. Y'all don't want corona to go away. Y'all enjoy this, because ain't nobody stopping doing their regular
shit. Nobody stopping doing what they want to do. And I'm gonna just leave it on that note, because corona is a very sore subject for the exec, and I do not want to be on here ranting and getting y'all asses the fuck together on this good August 15, 2020. So, with that being said, let's get straight to the office.
And now I welcome you to pull up a seat and step into Omari's office with yours truly, oh so lovely.
Happy Saturday, you guys. What's going on? I hope everybody is blessed on this lovely day. Thank God for providing all of us with another day. So let's hop right back into keeping the community connected, you guys. So the Peach State Health Plan has something for families to get everyone entertained virtually. You know, being that everybody is quarantining still, or, you know, you might just be in, you know, trying to keep you and your family safe. So here's a little something for you guys to tune into. You know, just keep everybody entertained while you're in the house. So for the month of August, the Peach State Health Plan and WellCare is hosting virtual story time events, virtual block parties, and virtual game day events for the entire family. Y'all, I know we're tuning into this. It's a little late in the game, being that we're halfway, you know, into August, but this is still something that you guys can check into. So if you're interested, you can check their calendar out on pshp.com to get more information. So tune into that, you know, keep the kiddies, you know, for people who are starting school virtually, you know, everybody is not out of the house, you know, so that's something for, you know, the family to get into. So y'all, let's move forward with this television recap. This is everybody's favorite segment, and mine personally.
Is totally my favorite.
Yes, so let's run that back, girl, with a quick television recap. Period. This episode was episode 5. This episode was entitled Belly. Y'all, when I say that they was giving it to the girls this episode, I was so here for it. This was definitely, for me, a nail-biting episode, you guys. So let's just run this thing all the way down from the very top to the bottom. So Miss Mississippi, y'all, is blowing up on social media. And forgive me, because we did not give that queen her roses the last episode, baby. Cricket letter, baby. She was giving it to the girls. She had to step in for Miss Mercedes, because y'all know the whole situation with her and her mother. Miss Mercedes was in jail, baby. So, baby, she did not come to play. And she had like a million views or something
It was going viral really quickly.
So she was just upbeat this whole episode. Did you not? Every time she stepped out, she was looking so cute. Did you not see her?
But she's always super duper cute, though.
She is, but I really now feel like she was giving us some real extra stuff this time.
I think it was that conversation that Mercedes had with her before. Remember?
Yeah.
And she was like, you too pretty to not be that smart. Exactly. You know?
Yeah, so she is definitely coming into herself, and she was giving it to the girl. She was so cute this episode, and I really think that, you know, with her being in the mood that she was in, she was putting a damper on everybody else, because, baby, everybody else is upset. They're trying to figure out the pink and the clothes or not, because Uncle Clifford was served an eviction. Y'all, they trying to put him out.
That.
They trying to put him out, baby. They say he got 14 days to get his ish together, or this thing is getting foreclosed.
All them folks out of job.
Out of there. So everybody else is like down, and Mississippi is just not here for it. She like, listen, I'm on the come up, baby, whether the club be in or not. I'm on the come up. But y'all, we have to talk about this, because the dime has been dropped on Uncle Clifford and LaMarcus, baby. The episode opened up with them laying naked on the couch.
Right.
Let's get into that, baby. It was the part when Uncle Clifford called him Lil Murda, and he was like, LaMarcus.
It's Marcus. Ooh. Every time the episode comes on, I'm still in shock that this is a real relationship. And I hope that doesn't sound horrible, but I just really, at the beginning, at first I thought that he was playing with Uncle Clifford. But I really think Lil Murda really liked him.
Me too. I really thought that he was just trying to put himself on, you know, get his music played. But I really think that this is going to transition into something real, especially being that he's trying to initiate something with
him. A date?
Yes. But Uncle Clifford was like, baby, where you going to take me? Where you going to take me? And I think that was a very important comment and a very important conversation for them to have.
I know that community is like standing right now, because I'm sure that's conversation among people.
Something that happens on the daily. Something that happens all the time, you know, especially being in rural areas, like where, you know, the story of everybody is being portrayed, you know, in Chuckalisa.
Which is a real city. I looked it up. Me and my daddy looked it up.
I thought it was made up.
Because he had heard me listening to the show, and I tried to tell him about the show, and he was like, this sounds like a hot mess. But we Googled Chuckalisa. It's real.
These little country towns, baby. But yes, I really love that. I love that they are highlighting this. I feel like that this is something that's out of the norm, and I think that is good. It's good for television. It's good for storytelling. So I'm here for it.
What about Mercedes and her and Pastor Woodbine in the jail?
We finna drop this clip for y'all, so check this out real quick.
Stay strong. Yeah. And don't beat ass again. You leave that to me.
Well, ain't that nice, a visit from your pimp?
I got your pimp.
What?
My pimp. You should be the one to talk. That woman done more for me in the last 7 years than you done in a whole lifetime.
So that thing been a better mother to you than me?
Damn right. At least she ain't steal all my shit and make herself a goddamn church.
You want to talk about pimps? You ain't be talking about your damn self. I was just 3 and I already had a gas bill and dealer's card.
My mama did that to me too.
They say Jesus come like a thief in the night. ain't met them no Patrice Woodbine.
She was not playing with her mama. And I'm here for it because she read her for filth. And Patrice Woodbine deserved every ass woman. Excuse me.
I think
she,
so too.
She deserved everything that she got, okay? Because one, don't come for Uncle Clifford, because if ain't nobody else been here for me, he was there. And that's what she had to let her mama know, because her mama kept addressing Uncle Clifford as that thing and da-da-da.
Right.
She was like, that thing.
Tracy folks kill me, but that's a different conversation for a different whole, podcast episode.
Yeah, a whole nother different conversation. So I ain't going to jump too far off of that cliff. But, you know, don't do that.
Mama
do
did
that.
Deserve to get her ass whooped and then had the nerve to carry on in the jail cell.
And baby, she brought the church house to the jailhouse.
She really did. Talking about, what are you in here for? I mean, I get everybody got a story and a testimony, but mama, sit.
Girl,
sit.
They was up in there crying and everything.
Sit down, mama.
They was up in there crying and everything. And I was, listen, that whole, the lady that was drunk, that got put in jail for the DUI, I was like, listen, that brought back too many college memories. Now, right. I ain't never had no DUI.
And shout
out. Hold on. I ain't never had no DUI.
Gidget and Mississippi Clean, that lady, too. They took her to the cleaners and she ain't even know.
They said, baby, we finna rack these bands up tonight. I said, oh. No, don't do it like that. But she, baby, you should have known. If strippers are hustlers too, baby. You can't come up in the club and fall asleep with all your money out.
This is off subject, but when Shotty Lowe died, and he died, rest in peace to a legend, first off. But when he died in that car accident, he had some strippers in the car with him after they was leaving the strip club.
I did hear that story.
And they robbed him. They took the money.
I said, Lord.
Get your money here. Anywho.
That's, you know what, I'm not here for that. We not gonna do my cousin from another cousin like that. Don't do that like that. I'm not promoting that type of stuff. But speaking of thieves and scammers, I think Autumn is a scammer.
You think she's a scammer?
I think she's a scammer.
I'm still invested in her story too, though.
I really think she is. So this husband done popped up out of the woodworks looking for her. Baby, he watching them bank accounts.
He's
and
watching
her.
The account, so he know where she at.
Girl, first of all, she got Mercedes out of jail. I didn't
she
think
did.
That Autumn was going to be the one to do it. I thought Gidget was going to come through.
Down.
Baby, but all of them folks showed up at that Bills Bombing place and was like, we ain't got it. We ain't got it. They said $5,000. I was
but
like,
I just want to know how they ain't got it when they was all...
They definitely had it. They had it. But I just feel like they just didn't want to drop that much money on her because
on
they
her.
Felt like that Mercedes, didn't show them that type of love. So they just felt like, you know, we don't really know if she would do it for us. But they should have came through. But anyway, Autumn went ahead and dropped all them quick little five bands. And she was like, baby, don't worry about that money because it's more where that came from.
Right.
I said, oh.
And
okay.
Meanwhile, she running around here with that busted car. She's just trying
Girl,
to keep up appearances. I feel
she
her.
She really is. She trying to stay on the low, you know. She indefinitely with now this husband popping up. And first of all, Autumn has just been, she a little weird, in my opinion, because she got secrets that she don't really want nobody to know about. But
I got
I
to
think
know.
That her story is unfolding. Okay, so this is my predictions. I think that Miss Mississippi and the security guy, they're going to end up dating or
he
whatever
is so
or something.
Fine.
You know, he going to take her away from her white baby daddy.
Yes, this girl got a white baby daddy. A country white baby daddy.
I said,
who
not
is whooping
the
her
redneck.
Ass. Who was whooping her ass?
Not
I did not see
redneck.
That coming. But you know, now that I think about it, country town, Mississippi, she's one of those really, really pretty girls.
I guess, you know, when you live in an area like that, you bound to date different people out of your culture.
Yeah.
I guess, honey.
I could see it. But I am rooting for Miss Mississippi for Keyshawn, which
yes.
is her real name, and
Keyshawn.
the head bouncer, because he is fine.
He
that
is
beard
fun.
Is nice and pretty, looks very nicely conditioned and moisturized, like it's getting a real good deconditioner at night.
Brittany says she tried to swipe his nose. Like a credit card.
Hey.
Put your wop on.
You know what? Let me find out what his name is because all the stars on P Valley have tweeted me back on Twitter at this point. But I need to make a tweet specifically about him and that beard.
You in there.
Okay. Hello.
Slide in the DM one time, sis. It
get a
hurt.
Bucket and a mop.
You ain't got nothing to lose. You ain't got nothing to lose.
Do not let me shoot this shot.
But my next prediction is this love story between LaMarcus and Uncle Clifford, I definitely want to see that play out because I feel like that is something very important.
They need that.
You know,
yes
they need that. I'm here for that. And then lastly, I think that Mercedes and Autumn, I think they're going to create some type of bond or a friendship.
For sure.
Especially being that she saw how Autumn came through for her.
Yeah, so. and she already know Artem got a little something something too. Yeah. So she gonna try to recoup that money. I think that's I'm building off of your prediction.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
She's gonna try to recoup that money and then still, you know, build that gym for her girls.
Sure, for sure.
I hope so.
I really hope that everything still works out for Mercedes, even though her initial plans did not follow through. But, you know, we just gonna have to see. So I really hope that everybody is tapping in, because this show is really just as good as we're making it. We're not over exaggerating, I promise.
It's juicy.
It's real juicy. And baby, trust me, I understand. You know, I'm just blessed and highly favored because my mama got that good old U-verse package. So I understand for the people who may not want to pay for the subscription.
$8.99 a month.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to share the password. Don't be like that. Share the password, man.
Don't be like that.
But y'all, as always, thank you for visiting with me in Omari's office. Be sure to follow me on IG at @OhSoLovely2Wise_ and check back in with me, because this week I will be starting back up on my weekly articles. And as always, you guys, please stay grounded and remember that you get what you need when you need it. And understand that when you're in your own lane, baby, there is no traffic.
All right, y'all, we are back. We got a little, each had to step out so that she could handle business and be a mom and celebrate her boys, but we still gonna do the East Side Girls Chronicles.
Featuring a West Side girl.
With a little help from a West Side shouting. but before we get into today's Chronicle, we wanna shout out our lucky contest winner. Steve is on the line with us right now. Steve, say hello to the people.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Sauce by Steve.
Yes, Sauce by Steve. That name should be familiar to y'all if you listened to the show from last season. He had a few advertisements with the show and on the page. But anyway, Steve, you are the lucky contestant winner. You listened to last week's season opener, episode 25, and you were asked to name the songs that were listed in last week's Bomb Mix by DJ Dave P. Can you name those songs for us today?
I sure can. First song was Moolah by Mulatto and Gucci. Second song was Bustin' by 2.0 Tay Money and Soiti. Third song was Put In Work by Jacquees and Chris Brown. Fourth song was Entanglement by August Alsina and Rick Ross. Fifth song was 200 for Lunch by Gunna. Sixth song was Moneymaker by 2 Chainz featuring Lil Wayne. Seventh song was No Dribble by The Baby featuring Stunner for Vegas. The eighth song was WAP by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion.
Wow, you did that, Steve. Yes. Congratulations. All of that. Well, Steve, I just want to congratulate you because you are the lucky winner of a Boss Lady 365 pack. So maybe you have a special Boss Lady in your life that you want to gift. You got a nice Boss Lady 365 tee. A beautiful candle, some
treats in there.
Right, some R&B sweets, some R&B treats. And a lollipop as well. All of this was donated by our eternal boss lady, Daniqua. So we're going to make sure we get that information, get your information so we can get your package to you shortly. Thank you so much, Steve, for listening and being a patron of Nightmare Radio. He ain't sleep. Tell everybody else that they need to be rocking with us, Steve.
If you ain't rocking with Nightmare Radio, then you ain't got the right people.
Period.
I'll take it. All right, y'all. We're going to hop right into this segment. Steve, we're going to get right back to you later, okay? Okay, so this week we got to talk about the whacklash from the backlash.
The whacklash, yes, because it is whack.
It is whack. It is whack. But people really been hating on WAP.
And I don't understand why. Like, this is my theory behind the whole thing. Everybody always, it pisses me off that these self-righteous men who have grown up and found themselves act like they just went thotting and bopping back in the day when you was trying to get the walk. But now you got a problem because I want to talk about it? Like,
When you grow
up and have a daughter, and now you just, you know, a holier than thou man. And then that right there was what really got me. Everybody talking about, oh, what about the kids? First of all, why are you playing WAP with the kids?
You right. I know that's right. Because let me tell you, once Once I realized that Skylar had figured out the words to I'm a savage. Classy, exactly. Bougie, ratchet. I said, okay, well, I know for sure we're not listening to Meg, but all my music pretty much is now kiddie music or gospel music around Skylar.
Exactly.
Unless children, it's specifically curated for her.
Children are like sponges, especially at that age.
Right.
So they're just soaking up any and everything around them, and they do not have, you know, they have not developed those senses where they're able to determine, like, okay, this is good, this is bad.
Because I know when I was a kid, I know I was singing some songs that I shouldn't have been singing.
Girl, I was back there in my car seat just rapping to all the little songs that came on the radio, saying the curse words and everything and not knowing.
I really think that it's some people that have a problem with women talking, you know, owning their sexuality and talking about it. When we listen to music all the time and men are sexually explicit, demanding and talking about the things that they like, but yet a woman can't do it either.
Yes. Why is it okay for a man to objectify my body, right, but when I want to talk about how good it is, or mm-hmm. you know how,
or what you want,
right, or
about
just,
this
you
little
know,
Mack truck or Big Mack truck riding this little garage,
okay?
But you know, like it all boils down to, if you know all the words to Slob on My Knob by 3-6,
period.
But yet you got something negative to say about what?
From the Window to the Wall.
Oh, that is my auntie's favorite song.
Okay.
She just turned like 65, and that is her jam.
First of all, since the beginning.
Till sweat drop down my. All these.
Okay. Hey. Oh, skeet. First of all, listen. Since the beginning of time, whether, now I will say, as times evolved in the 90s and getting into the early 2000s and up until now, you know, things have become much more blunt. But I definitely feel like back in the 70s and the 80s, they was talking about the same thing.
They certainly
they
were.
Was just,
if y'all listen to funk music, like, you know, like Bootsie Collins, you know, Parliament, Morris Day, like... All of that was completely,
they was still,
she's a freak of the week, she a freak of the week, hey, she a freak of the week, like, this ain't nothing new, y'all
ain't
know that.
Nothing new, so I really feel like all of the men that's trying to stand for this,
and
have
the
a seat. Oh, girl, I didn't even see that. On my timeline, I just saw a lot of men retweeting and, you know, having, or people retweeting things that men were saying and, you know, having negative comments about. But it's so funny because I wish I could have got the clip, but it was a guy saying, I just don't understand why men have a problem with Cardi saying they want she want them to touch that little dangly thing that's in the back of
child.
Come on, like, I just really feel like that there is nothing wrong with that personally. Like, as a woman who is becoming, okay, mm-hmm. as a woman who has stepped into
words,
her,
Michelle.
Period. Okay, I know my worth. I know what I'm capable
yes.
of. I know what I want. I know what I don't want. Why is it okay, or why is it not okay for me to put that into words,
to share what I want and be vocal about
exactly,
it.
Exactly, and be, you know, and stand on that. Why is it not okay for a woman to talk about those things, but it's okay to talk about how a man want to you know, like, do all these other things? To
and
me,
what really kills it for me is, and Cardi said it too in that interview she did with Sukiyana and them.
Mm-hmm.
All the naysayers, men and women, who talk about, oh my God, they like one trick ponies. All they want to talk about is sex. You know, this, we're so sick and tired of it. Talk about something else. Cardi said it's a whole bunch of female rappers out here that are doing the woke rap, but y'all don't know about that because y'all not listening to that.
Exactly.
So y'all just want to have something to talk about. Each talk about it all the time, how black Twitter, black social media, we are so sensitive and looking for something to talk about,
yes,
to have an opinion on.
Looking for something to tear down. Like, I just want to, you know, give a little to Cardi and Meg, because regardless of all of these people trying to get WAP taken down and saying that how bad it is, they've been doing numbers.
Mm-hmm. Sure have.
They've been doing
seven
numbers.
Days a week.
Period. Okay? Number one on a lot of the charts. They've been charting nationally and internationally.
And I'm gonna keep streaming. And after I stream, I will certainly transition into my praise and worship. I mean, I just like the song.
Okay, because the Lord blessed me with this walk.
He certainly did, and not everybody is able. Hello.
Okay. But I think that we pretty much covered everything on that. Like, just fall back, you know, like, hate from over there.
Mm-hmm.
Hate from over there. Stay
your
little
corner.
There's
some holes in this house.
It's definitely some holes in this house.
All right, y'all, keep it locked. We'll be right back with another mix from Dave P, and then we're gonna end this show off nice.
I don't even need too many ad libs on that shit.
Direct access.
Put on the beat.
Everybody gonna be hitting, nigga. Better watch your
own niggas. What a minute, your boy DJ Dave here right now. You listening to the Bum Mix.
And I'm hitting in it, bitches. Hold up. Hey, hen, hen, diamond, hen,
hen, hen, hen, hen,
hen, hen, hen, hen, hen, hen, hen, diamond, hen, hoe, hen, play, hen, whip, hen, chain, hen, hen, hen. Better watch your hoe out here. Better watch your hoe out here. Better watch your hoe out here. Hen, 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 diamond, hen, chain, hen, hoe, hen. Hey, better watch your whole eye here. Hey, my diamond, that hitting you, try me. We hitting that beamer. I'm switching a legend. I'm living. I get it. I spend it. Your hoe, yeah, we flip it. I stay on my pivot. You won't come me slip it. Like, this shit in front of me. They don't want war with me. Teach you to hit up everything in front of me. Gotta be the day a nigga try gunning me. Still paid. We them nigga that blow the brain. I'm with that Draco. Walking in places you can't go. I don't really fuck on them bad hoes. Hit it, then pass her the Mundo. I need the cash punto. I don't throw interception like Romo. Ride with the nine like I'm Rondo. Jugging them on in Alonzo. Nigga try to take my chain, I'm hen. Airplay a nigga get, I'm hen. Little baby throw that pussy, I'm hen. All the jewelry on me know that it hen. Club get behind me, nigga, I hit it. Every nigga with me ready to hen. Mono on the base, nigga, it hen. You know that. Hen, hen, diamond, hen, plays, hen, ho, hen, 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 diamond, hen, ho, hen, play, hen, whip, hen, chain, hen, hen, hen. Better watch your whole eye, hen. Better watch your whole eye, hen. Better watch your whole eye, hen. Hen, 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 diamond, hen, chain, hen, ho, hen, hen. Better watch your whole eye, hen.
Better get your hoe for a knife. Yeah. Hit my shot first time I snipe. Put a ring on the money, I ain't think about wife. Can't. Let's be straight. Now. Left the house with 100K. Wow. Honestly, this a light day. Now. Walk hard hitting. Ooh. I don't got a call for a cold. Been high, I'm just sitting for the taste. Pillow talk for the cat, you a certified rat. Taking risks for this money and I pray I make it back. Please. Stand up, got no lag. Getting away with that money on life, you can die back them racks. Black. Oh, I'm angel on my hoodie, put the devil on my back. My little nigga ride with Drake's in the scat. Brr. Get out, walk him down, know he on it. Yeah. Cash him out as soon as he take her to wax.
What other station would you know with direct access to the street? Direct access.
The Bum Mix!
Burn on Lily Coy, S. Lil' Coy, right? RP Coke, right? RP 24, I can make a cool 50 can, let's 24 out. Rhyme with the pack through Tennessee mountains. Feeding your socks and elite three rounds.
The
I'm
done for
it, I don't need no counter. Had to reset for Teddy, been my neck, call my journal. I got oil, I got hill, I got wax, I got flow.
Burn on pre roll, free go Pluto. Drippin' real hard when I'm hopping that Tudor. I just made a socket that's a plug named Hugo.
30 laptops in my motherfucking condo. White collar, got a nigga bond like Lonzo. D nigga overrated like Joe Flacco. Feeling like Jim Jones, nigga, I'm a capo. I'm flip roll around. I'm feeling like Pop Smoke, banana cream cake, and motherfucking hell rap. Phone like Schmelt in the pack, get sent back. Phone like an image, I push nigga shit back. Make a ass all listen in the bank, big fast. Make a ass all listen in the screen, big fast. All the shit talk, finna get nigga kidnapped. Jelly Nate got nigga finger on lift, dog. I'm empty out the magazine when I'm pissed off. I'm on that wedding party, it got me geek. My bitch hit it twice, and then she went to sleep. I draw butt on the clock with the perfect technique. I'ma hit from the ride when grandpa obliques. I ain't got time in the day, so my female be mad at me. And in that rest, I'ma run it up rapidly. She know I'm vicious, I'm fucking her savagely. She know I get rad, she know my mentality. Grew up in the truck, watch the cover, yeah, I'm on nigga. Pull up in the Porsche, yeah, the pan on nigga. Yeah, I pull up in the Dodge, yeah, the Ram on nigga. Anybody try, yeah, I'ma blame on niggas. On the headband, got 50 different grill line. Turn late, sun to a 5-5 hairline. Always over dripping, I start my own color line. Got 2 jet, dog, I die for both of mine. I ain't never satisfied till money increase. Fuck the profile, too many inquiries. They be low key, hey, I can hear them whispering. All these bad get chain, you can see them glimmering. Had to make a deep turn, I just seen a rogue out. I ain't playing no game, I ain't spreading no out. It's full moon now, so I'm burning moon ride. Looking on screen, why is he on TikTok? Right on Lily Coy, it's a little court, right? RP Coke, right? RP 24, I can make a cool 50 can, let's 24 out. Rhyme with the pack through Tennessee mountains. Feeding your socks and elite three rounds. I'm thumping through it, I don't need no counter. Had to reset for Teddy, been my neck on my journal. I got oil, I got hell, I got wax, I got flow.
A1's on for, I'm feeling like Rocco. Big bitch, been took a jet to Morocco. I got pretty women showing titties like I'm Flocko. I came in a hard top, I'm still in the drop though. I can make the chart drop whenever I won't drop some. I can get my big bro a dime, he'll pop some. These niggas not real slime, they impossible. I know that my odds awesome when I'm playing possum. I come from a different type of cough, we don't gossip. Pussy nigga acting like it's up, we'll drop him. She digging the rocks in my ear, I'm a roster. Come from out the trench, getting paid like a pop star. I be selling weed by the P like a rasta. Who was in the car, only me and a chopper. I can make they heart stop if I decide to pop up. I can make a million every money, don't drop none. I found out a way to make $1,000 profit. Probably stay smelling like weed in the cockpit. I done made a quarter this week in Harachi. Top model women trying to feed me a bachi. I done got too much.
know with direct access to the street. Direct access radio.
The Bum Mix!
Hey, what up, everybody? It's your girl, Brittany Kristen, and we are back. Before we end the show, I just want to provide you with a little bit of inspiration that can maybe carry you through this week. As always, I always dig into whatever it is that I'm struggling with, and sometimes even what my friends, my loved ones, people that are around me are going through. And hopefully, the message can help you, it can bless you, or you can play this for somebody in the car, because I know y'all sharing the show, and it can bless them as well. But anyways, I know I'm not the only person that feels like sometimes it seems like every single thing is on their backs and hell-bent on making them fail or getting them distracted. If you feel like you are at your breaking point, I want you to know that you're not alone. But the encouragement today is that your breaking point is really the point for your breakthrough to take place. And it feels uncomfortable, it hurts, it's annoying, it's heart-wrenching, it feels like the carpet is being snatched from under you, but I'm truly confident that the break point is truly the breakthrough. It's the point in which God turns on the miracle working magical juices that he possesses, and he goes to work on our behalf. And I know that at some point, some parts of that breakthrough point, we can't actually see the work that he's doing, but we just have to stay confident and know that he is actually doing the work. It just seems like when we ask for the type of distinction that comes along with, like, you know, living right and doing the right things, it's like the enemy is like zeroed in on our back. Like we got a bullseye on our back where it says, okay, we're really gonna mess with them today, or we're really gonna try to deter them, deter them from the path that they're on. But just know that, you know, when you have a calling on your life, when you're set out to do something that has a purpose, that's fulfilling the purpose that God has placed inside of you, the enemy is gonna try to distract you at every single case. That's what they're supposed to do. The journey ain't supposed to be easy, and the breakthrough is not supposed to be easy. So even if you feel like you're hurting and you're at this breaking point, just know that the breakthrough is on the way. God is working when we can't see him working on our behalf, and it's gonna get better, y'all. It has to. Something truly does have to break. Anywho, that's all I have for you this week. I wish you well. I wish you success. I wish you a stress-free week next week. Y'all keep it locked. It is, as always, Nightmare Radio. We out.
Break, tear down every lie, set the wrong thing right. 'Cause when you have your way, something has to break, something has to break. Right now in your name, something has to
You've been waiting for a long time.
Waiting for a long time.
It's breaking, 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 it's breaking.